on Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest, answering your Quranic questions.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The show is Quran Quest, where we study the verses and the chapters of the Quran with our dear and beloved Brother Habib. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Habib. Thank you for coming over.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
We are on chapter 19, chapter Mary. We started this with respect to our Christian audience. And because we have a full chapter about Lady Mary, so why not? Let's listen to verses 41 onwards so that we get the context. And let's get to our questions.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
واذكر في كتاب إبراهيم
And mention in the book the story of Abraham. Indeed, he was a man of truth and a prophet. Mentioned when he said to his father, O my father, why do you worship that which does not hear and does not see and will not benefit you at all? Oh, my father, indeed there has come to me of knowledge that which has not come to you. So follow me, I will guide you to an even path.
Ya abati la ta'budi shaytana inna shaytana kana lirrahmani asiya.
O my father, do not worship Satan. Indeed, Satan has ever been, to the most merciful, disobedient.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. You just listened to verses 41 onwards from chapter 19 of the Quran, chapter Mary. So let's jump to verse 43. It says that, Father, indeed the knowledge has already come to me, which has not come to you. So follow me that I may guide you to a right path. This is Abraham. And we already talked about this in the previous program, that it's not actually his father, it's his uncle which he's talking about. But in the Arabic context, sometimes people do call their uncle.
Out of respect
as their father. But the question is, Abraham came for a community, for a tribe. Why would he start with his uncle and not go directly for his tribe?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. That's actually a good question and good insight about, you know, history and good analyst about the verses of the Holy Quran. Thank you very much, Hussein. This really goes back to this factor. When we look at the different verses available about preaching, and not only about preaching actually, any kind of good, we are ordered, we are commanded, we are asked to start out with our family. We see that al-aqrabun awla when giving out, for example, alms, when giving out sadaqat or doing charity good, it's always put your family first. As well as with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was ordered and commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go and preach to his family first. It was the first stage of his message, his prophecy, his prophethood, and his mission. So we see that, yes, there is an importance to starting off with your family. It is important to build your family, and that's it. Building your family is very vital for every kind of mission, you could say, in life, for any kind of accomplishment. In your life, throughout your life, you always need family. Arabs have this saying, and they say that blood does not turn into water. Blood does not turn into water. What does that mean? It means that your family, we share the same blood. Family members share the same blood. This blood doesn't turn into water where it's something so, you know, cheap. It's something that's available everywhere. No, blood is expensive.
Family relations are
very important. Vital. Very important.
They shouldn't be broken easily.
And alhamdulillah, and of course, it was one of the adversaries and hardships of the Prophet where his family were against him. The Arabs were always together as a family. They were always together as a tribe. And there's this poem I always remember. It states that whenever my cousins come calling me for war, I take my sword, I kill all the enemies, then I ask what happened.
Then I ask, why did I do that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a break now and we'll be back for the rest of the discussion. Stay tuned.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We were studying verse 43 of chapter 19, chapter Mary, and we ask why Abraham started his mission by addressing his uncle and not his tribe. So you said that it's important, first of all, to have the support of your relatives and of your family, but most importantly, you have to start with yourself and with your family and build up from there. Would it also be because probably one's family is more prepared to accept the message because of how dear you are?
Yes, that's also true. They know you more than anyone else. Whether you like it or not, family members know each other more than anyone else. Like, usually, I'm not going to say it's not impossible that, for example, I don't know this family member, I don't know how he thinks, I don't know what he is. But most cases in life, family members know each other more than anyone else, more than strangers, more than, for example, your neighbor even. So, yes, it is important to start off with your family, especially when you have this like kind of mission. For example, I have this project in my mind where I want to buy a house. Where do I start off? I need to take a loan, for example. Where do I start off from taking a loan? I take the loan from my family members. Why? Because I believe that they are my backbone. I believe that they will help me. And of course, you know, we have this in us that I see my cousin, I see my uncle, I see my aunt, I see my sister. When they are in hardship, I am in hardship. We have this feeling, and it's emphasized in the sayings. We even have the saying that whoever takes care of his aunt, from either, you know, like from his
paternal or maternal, doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't make a difference. As long as you are helping them out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you with heaven. So if you have a sister, for example, these family relations are very important. Families should be looking out for each other.
So Abraham starts with his uncle, and he's telling his uncle that I have a knowledge that apparently his uncle doesn't have. So he's inviting his uncle to follow him. Normally, the messengers have one common message, and that is monotheism. If this is the case in Abraham's case as well, why is monotheism so important to God? Because he doesn't need us to believe in him. He doesn't need us. So why is it so important to him that we do believe in monotheism?
Before going into the answer to this question, I just want to take you back, drag you a little bit back to this verse. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِي لِمَا تَعْبُدْ مَا لَا يَسْمَعْ وَلَا يُبْصَرْ وَلَا يَغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا. Why are you worshipping something that does not hear, nor does it see, nor does it give you wealth, or does it aid you in any manner? Here, we understand that worshipping has to be to something all-powerful, all-capable, something that is able to punish and reward, something that hears you, something that listens to you, something that's wealthy, wealthy not in cash, wealthy in power. When understanding that, we have to also understand that there is something very important between the connection of living a happy life in this world, you know, having a good community, a good society, a healthy society, and living a happy afterlife. And that the connection between Tawheed and this goal in life, this purpose of life. And that is, throughout life, we need laws and rules. And we talked about this before. We need laws and rules for us to follow so everything could be in tame and in control. We have these laws that we have to follow. There has to be laws that we follow and take and use. Why? So we can have a good life. Otherwise, it would be all chaotic. It would be hectic. It would be so much corruption out there. So there has to be a law. Now, who puts out these laws? What law should we follow? What law best suits us as human beings? As not only human beings, as like with the
bone
body
and
the material. No, with our spiritual
dimension.
With our mental dimension as well. There might be laws that are good, for example, for our bodies. That are good, for example, for our wealth. That are good, for example, for us being, well in material. But still, we're mentally ill, like we see in these days.
We need to prosper both materially and mentally or spiritually. I think that's a good place to take a break so that our audience can think about this as well. So we all understand that we need laws to govern us so that we can live a prosperous life together. Who do you think is the most appropriate person to set those laws? We're going to come back to that question after the break. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. This is Quran Quest. We were studying verse 43 of chapter 19, chapter Mary. We're talking about the importance of monotheism and why God subhanahu wa ta'ala, through all of his prophets, insists so much on monotheism, although he doesn't need us to believe in it. You said that for human beings to live a prosperous life together, we need to have rules and regulations which have to meet our spiritual and our material needs. So we have to be happy on both dimensions. And you said that who would be the most appropriate person to set those laws? So who would be the most appropriate person to set those laws?
That would be the most knowledgeable to humans. And that would be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who created humans. And we see that these laws and regulations don't always have to be with him ordering us and telling us what to do and what not to do. We talked about it in Surah An-Nas, where we talked about Rabbun Nas, the Lord of people. And we talked about the meaning of Rabb, and where it comes from in the Arabic language, if you remember. And I hope that people remember as well. And we stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in the simplest of things, created it for the goodness of human beings. For example, the movement of the sun and the moon, the coming of the night and day, rain, summer, spring, even these little back, these I don't know what they call them. I saw something on TV the other day, like how something so small in the Sahara Desert or something so small in the Atlantic Ocean is very important for the other side of the world in the desert.
Mm-hmm, the microbes.
Microbes, for example, are so important for that. Even these small things, all of them come up to this point where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought up, you could say, traditions. You could say ways of life, lifestyles put upon us that we're following. And if we follow, we'll be healthy. Just look at people who stay up all night and don't sleep and how their mental illness.
So you're saying that there's a harmony in the world from the smallest, tiniest of pieces,
exactly,
to the biggest. And as human beings who have free will, God is the most appropriate source to tell us how to fit in with this harmony.
Exactly.
For our own goodness.
And of course, there's also...
And you're saying that this roots in monotheism.
Yes,
it roots requires in accepting monotheism.
Yes, yes.
All right. I think that's our take home message. We have to sign off now, unfortunately. I hope everyone enjoyed this program. We were with Brother Habib studying verse 43 of chapter 19, chapter Mary. This was IRIB English Radio, and we were Quran Quest. Until next week, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.